Hello again. In the spirit of deciding to follow Jesus, we resume the story of the Queen's treasurer and Philip, and consider how this unlikely and divinely orchestrated encounter on a desert road resulted in baptism. Acts 8, verses 30 through 31. Running up to the carriage, Philip heard the man reading the prophet Isaiah. He asked, "Do you really understand what you are reading?" The man replied, "Without someone to guide me, how could I?" Then he invited Philip to climb up and sit with him. Notice how the Ethiopian official, with all his power and education, understood our need for a guide to help us really understand Scripture. Reading the Bible on our own, relying on our individual face value literal interpretation, at best will be incomplete and at worst can lead to harmful use of isolated texts to justify violence and exclusion. Like this man 2,000 years ago, we read scriptures written in another language, a different culture, far from our homeland, hundreds of years before our time. Inviting others with more knowledge to guide us, choosing to sit and listen, is as important to us today as it was in this encounter that Luke describes in another language few of us speak, in verses 32 to 35. This was the passage of scripture he was reading. Like a sheep, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he didn't open his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was taken away from him. Who can tell the story of his descendants because his life was taken from the earth? The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, about whom does the prophet say this? Is he talking about himself or someone else?" Starting with that passage, Philip proclaimed the good news about Jesus to him. What is the answer to the eunuch's question? Notice that the writer does not record Philip's answer, but that Philip used this snippet in Isaiah 53, verses 7 and 8, as a starting point to proclaim the good news about Jesus. Likely, Philip's answer was, "Yes, both," explaining that prophecy, like all of Hebrew scripture, has multiple meanings, spoken into their own context, being fulfilled in their own time, and also as a pattern of understanding future developments. Jesus was the anointed one in fulfillment in the pattern of anointed kings to rescue Israel, and a prophet in the line of prophets called from unlikely circumstances to speak truth to the powerful. And in God's upside-down kingdom, the pattern of a lamb being slaughtered somehow becomes good news for those enslaved and for those on a spiritual journey to live into their identity as children of God. The Ethiopian eunuch embraced the revelation of this pattern of good news of Jesus as the next step in his journey. Continue in Acts 8, 36 through 40. As they went down the road, they came to some water. The eunuch said, "Look, water! What would keep me from being baptized?" He ordered that the carriage halt. Both Philip and the eunuch went down to the water, where Philip baptized him. And when they came up out of the water, the Lord's Spirit suddenly took Philip away. The eunuch never saw him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip found himself in Azotus. He traveled through that area, preaching the good news in all the cities until he reached Caesarea. The Ethiopian treasurer recognized baptism as the seal of his acceptance of this good news. He initiated the baptism, And Philip responded. Today, we step into this pattern of scripture as James Bean has heard the good news of Jesus's inclusion of everyone who seeks him from every nation, every language, every sexual and gendered identity, where the Spirit particularly searches for those on the edges, the margins, the outsiders. Jimmy initiated this baptism as the next step in his spiritual journey. And while I don't expect to be whisked away by the Lord's Spirit, I do expect that Jimmy will also be raised from the water rejoicing, and that he too will share this good news with his community and culture. Because, of course, the Ethiopian treasurer shared his new understanding of the God of Israel and the good news of Jesus the Anointed with the Queen of Ethiopia and the court and his friends and family. God chose him to be the bearer of good news, to be anointed as an evangelist to his own culture and language. Please join me in prayer. God of all cultures and languages, thank you for revealing your love through Jesus of Nazareth as good news to all people in all times. Thank you for the pattern of baptism through which we embrace our identity as children of God, citizens of your kingdom, born again to new life. May your blessing be upon James Bean as he takes this sacred step in his spiritual journey. May you raise him rejoicing to share his good news with all he meets. And may each of us be available to the Spirit to be guided as companions into a deeper knowledge of your revelation in Scripture and your good news of Jesus for the world. Amen.